भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो 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 भगवते वासुदेवाय
विनिश्चय भागवतम केतो वन चैप्टर फोर ट्रेन्स ऑफ शिनारा टेक्स्ट नंबर 13. We know that you are expert in the meanings and the meaning of all subjects, except some portions of the Vedas, and thus you can clearly explain the answers to all the questions we have put to you. Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Shapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Upakaramayadati Swaparantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunityananda Sri Advaitikaradha Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivindam Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, this is important purport. Srila Prabhupada is explaining the difference between the Brahmins and the Prabhujakacharyas, and how actually the Prabhujakacharyas are more important because their goal is to bring everybody to Krishna. Then again, they're one and different because the Brahmins are also required to keep the standard of purity by their example. They're living the life of cleanliness, austerity, truthfulness, mercy, so on. The Prabhujakacharyas, if they deviate, then the Brahmins can set that example for them. We know in the name of preaching, sometimes it becomes dangerous. People become contaminated by the worldly atmosphere, where the Brahmins are safe in that because they don't go out into that worldly atmosphere. They remain in their own community, their own house, their own temple, practicing this mantra and so on. But the preachers, there sometimes, you can say, influenced by the worldly currents if they're not strong. So together they can keep the purpose. And what is the purpose? Prabhupada mentioned it. The purpose is, what did he say? The purpose is the same.
Yeah.
What is that purpose?
They are one and different simultaneously because they are meant for the same end in different ways.
And what is that same end?
It's to bring bring people to Krishna consciousness, or, you know.
Where does it say that?
This is end of the first akapit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so the same end is what? The same end is to transcend the material world. Why are they chanting the mantra? Because they want to qualify themselves for liberation. This is the general goal. They're for, right? Artha, moksha, what is it? Dharma.
Dharma, artha, kama, moksha.
Dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. Four goals here in this world. So the Brahmins, they're interested in moksha for the most part. And the preachers also, they want to get people to get out of this material world. So that's the end. The end is to qualify to go to the spiritual world. So the preacher will be qualified, even if he doesn't know all the metric pronunciations, because he's absorbed in preaching. If he's strictly following and not adding or subtracting the message, then that message will purify him, just like the mantra can purify the Brahmins. So the main thing is that we have to not distort the message. That's why the Brahmins are learning by metric pronunciation. It has to be done just perfectly so as not to add or subtract. Otherwise, it'll lose the potency. If the mantra is not chanted in a proper way, it'll lose the potency. Similarly, if the message of Bhagavatam is changed in some way, then it loses its potency, just like the professional reciters of the Bhagavatam. they really change the meaning of the Bhagavatam. They want to immediately come to the 10th canto. So they become sahaja. Sahaja means that they take it cheaply. Instead of becoming purified, they become putrefied. Prabhupada is saying on the tape. Putrefied means if you leave a piece of meat for 10 days in a warm place, it'll become putrefied. It'll stink. So this is the danger that by following the real purport of the Bhagavatam, then we can not get the benefit of the Bhagavatam. Although the Bhagavatam is transcendental, it's meant for everybody's benefit. But if we take some meaning out of it and push that meaning without understanding the overall purpose, just like they're saying that we're interested only in the Leela of Krishna. Well, what about, in the Leela of the Gopis? Well, what about the Leela of Kurukshetra? That's also Krishna. So unless you become very highly qualified, liberated, the Leela with Krishna and the Gopis will bewilder you, because you'll start thinking, oh, I can be like Krishna. I can also enjoy with beautiful women. Therefore, everyone has to start from the first canto and learn, and then gradually come and read all the pastimes of Krishna killing the demons and the different, throughout the different cantos of the different living entities, devotees, how they deal, like Ritasura and Durvasa Muni and Amarish Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj, all these personalities. We have to become very acquainted with their activities. And then, when we come to that level of pure devotion, then we can automatically, by the mercy of Guru, we'll have access into Vrindavan, Leela. But when we're still bewildered by the dealings in the previous cantos, in other words, if we don't understand it, if we don't have faith in that, if we think that it's some kind of mythology or some... then the 10th canto won't help us. Because then again, we'll make some meaning. See, the danger is that we create our own meaning rather than taking it as it is. Therefore, Prabhupada said, Bhagavad-gita as it is. if we bring our own meaning, then where does it stop? As soon as we bring our own meaning into something that's already clear, the meaning is clear, but we bring some other meaning in, then there's no limit. Then the mind becomes the guru. The intelligence becomes the guru, the mundane intelligence. And how is that mundane intelligence and mind affected? By the society, by the worldly people. Because we're coming from this side. We're coming from the worldly side. So naturally the world has an effect on us. We're all born from a woman and raised by a woman and karmic parents. Then it'll be very easy again to come under that kind of sway of the woman. Woman means what? That she's self-centered. Naturally, she has to be self-centered. To raise the children in a proper way, she has to be selfish. And we'll become like them if we don't accept it as it is. By some faith, and in the beginning, we may not have that faith. Like the devotees were saying, well, how can we understand, the fifth canto and the different planetary thing? How can we understand that Krishna and Balaram jumped from a mountain that was 20 miles high or something? And so the mind will take us away, and we'll create our own interpretation. This is really what we should understand. Therefore, Prabhupada has given us these purports. And he showed us. He lived with us. He showed us how he could be very successful by presenting as it is. So we became confident. Yeah, we don't have to change it. Why do we have to change it? One of the most controversial things that, of course, that we're seeing now is the Prabhupada's conception of how women should be dealt with. So in this American society, that's considered very controversial. And so some people are suggesting, we just heard yesterday, one of the leading GVC men here in America is suggesting that we don't distribute Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita at the universities, because people will get the wrong idea when Prabhupada says women are more or less like children, they shouldn't be given independence. When the big women scholars read that, they immediately dismiss and say this is a sexist, another branch of Muslims or something. So some people think yes, that therefore we should have, we'll have to change this. But we prefer to err on the side of being conservative or orthodox. Prabhupada was getting a result, but so many women were coming. And the women are always happy to tell us that 50% of the ISKCON was women in Prabhupada's time also. So the women were coming. Prabhupada didn't compromise. Rather, he was openly saying on the television that women should be under the authority of the men. Then everything will be better. And the women was, the reporter was saying, how is that? Is that possible? Prabhupada didn't compromise. He remained, yes. This is the, this is required. So we'll have to then decide in our own heart whether we want to be really surrendered to Prabhupada and his version of things, or we want to create our own idea. This was always going to be a test. This is what it means to be disciple. And before we become disciple, if we don't have that faith, then we shouldn't get initiated. But once we initiate it, once we agree to become initiated, then we have to accept, yes, this person knows better about Krishna and how to spread Krishna's consciousness than I do. So I should not deviate from the principles that he's given us. There may be details according to time and circumstance. But the principle is that women should be protected. We can't change that principle by saying, okay, because this is modern day America, you can be independent because this is what's going on in society. It's going on in society because it's some, this country has some good karma, and the country is secure in some ways, you know, from foreign aggressor. But just you take an example like in the Croatia and those countries, Serbia, where there was war recently, the first persons who are victimized are the women. The women are brought in and all raped. men use their genital as a weapon. Demoniac men, Kamsa class men, like Ravana, he raped that woman who was coming to meet her lover from the heavenly planet, and therefore he was cursed. That if he raped another woman, he, his head would split open, so he was afraid to rape Mother Sita. So the